So my talk title for today, as we move into the time of Thanksgiving, is Thanks Living, Focusing on Gratitude. So as we move into this time of year, where we're going to be celebrating in whatever ways each of us does, because some of us gather with family, some of us go out on our own or to a restaurant or do something else for Thanksgiving. Sometimes we open a can of soup. You know, it's like we all have our own little traditions for Thanksgiving. And yet what we recognize is that it's a wonderful opportunity to remind us about the importance of gratitude. And so I wanted for us to take a little bit of time to focus on that experience of acknowledging what a difference gratitude can make in our lives. And what oftentimes happens in our lives, I don't know about you, but I certainly get really busy, and there is an awful lot with our technology, with everything out there that consumes kind of my thinking. What about you? What about you? You can nod your heads. That's okay. We're all here. You nod your head at home. That's good. Yeah. There we go. Thanks. You know, but when you know, we just get really distracted, don't we? We're watching the news. We look at social media and see what somebody's posted on the social media. We recognize that most of those things are geared on some sort of a sensationalism to attract our attention, right? Because if they were just easygoing, would we pay as much attention? Probably not, right? And so what ends up happening is as we face all the things that go on in our lives, we kind of forget to be grateful, do we not? In scripture from Romans 1:21, it says, "For though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless hearts were darkened." Okay, this is like pretty heavy scripture, isn't it? So I want us to kind of step into an awareness of what is really being said here. Because we understand in unity that God's not a retributive super being upstairs somewhere. But what they're speaking about is saying that though we know God, the presence of the allness of infinite spirit, though we are in touch with an awareness of that goodness, sometimes we forget to honor that. Sometimes we forget to honor God or honor our connection or honor our awareness of our intrinsic goodness. And in that, we become futile in our thinking, because aren't we focused with the negativity, the outer world appearances, the stuff that's happening, and our hearts become heavy, do they not? So that's what this scripture is saying to us, is to recognize that we have the opportunity and the possibility at any time to shift the focus of our thinking and of our awareness. I love this quote from Abraham Lincoln. Many of you have probably heard it before. "We can complain that rose bushes have thorns." How many of you stuck your finger on the thorn of a rose stem? He goes on to say, "Or we can rejoice that thorn bushes have roses." It's a different way of looking at life. It's a shifting of our awareness from this perspective to an expansive awareness. And Stephen Richards, who is a self-help genre author, he's works around cosmic ordering and mind power. And he says, "Gratitude opens your eyes to the limitless potential of the universe, while dissatisfaction closes your eyes to it." And so this is what I want us to kind of become aware of, is how much the outer circumstances of our lives that come flying at us and that we're bombarded with on a much more daily basis than we ever used to with the instancy of news, social media, our phones, everything just coming. My sister and I were talking about that. It's like, why does there seem to be so much more going on? And she said, yeah, well, she was having a conversation with her brother-in-law. And I said, well, because it's right in our face all the time, so much more than it ever used to be. So what is this calling to us as spiritual humanity to do about how we live our lives and how we experience each ongoing day and how we respond to it rather than reacting to it? Now, the truth is that our brains, our limbic brain, is hardwired from prehistoric times to see and to respond more often and more immediately to negativity. Most of you know this. The neural networks in our brains go to the negative stuff. Yeah, the negative stuff. Because that's what we were originally, the design of our minds and our brains were programmed to do, because as prehistoric man, we had to be aware of fight or flight, you know, what was dangerous, and we had to respond to that quickly. And so what we are about as humanity evolving, spiritual humanity evolving, is about rewiring and shifting our focus, our thinking, our awareness, and our experience in life. And so it's really important to recognize how much gratitude makes a difference, and how much gratitude has the potential to help us rewire those brain pathways. Because those pathways are ones that grab us by the tail and sling us around before we even know what's happening, do they not? You know, it can be a comment on Facebook. It can be a friend who walked by us in the hall at work or somewhere and when we gathered with family and didn't say anything to us, or the myriad things out there that just bombard us. It can be challenging life experiences that we're facing, a health crisis. It can be the loss of a loved one. There can be so many things out there. And so it's important to begin developing a practice that helps us to shift where we put our attention and to recognize the benefits of gratitude. Because gratitude literally can help us with our mental health. It shifts the rate of our heart. It affects our blood pressure. It affects how we respond or react. There are so many benefits to beginning to focus more on a sense of gratitude to begin that process of rewiring. In scripture from Psalm 95, verse 2, it says, "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." This is letting us know how we begin to shift from that old limbic brain neural network pattern to something different, to begin a gratitude practice. And one of my most favorite scriptures is from 1 Thessalonians. I share this every year. It's chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances." Now, our human brain goes, what the? Right? I don't want to rejoice always. And I don't even have any concept of how do I pray without ceasing. And then recognizing that it says, give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. And so what this is reminding us of is rejoice always means to, as often as possible, to reconnect in the heart of our being to the truth, to the core, to infinite spirit, That is our heart mind, that is our soul. And that doesn't mean we're happy all the time. It doesn't mean everything is all peaches and cream. But it does mean that we remember there's a connection to infinite spirit that is there always with us to support us, to sustain us, to uplift us, to heal and bless us. Pray without ceasing is a recognition that each moment, every moment, we are connected to spirit in some way or another. And it might be that we have the blinders on at a moment when we're going through challenges or difficulties, but praying without ceasing is just recognizing every breath is a prayer. It's the inflow and the outflow. And to give thanks in all circumstances is to recognize that that spirit of infinite presence is with us through the difficulties we face, through the grieving we may experience, through all the challenges that are there in our outer lives. We don't have to be grateful in that moment for those things, but we can recognize that connected to spirit, that we can be in a state of a gratitude for the strength and the courage, the wisdom that guides us, the love that upholds us. And so this process of rewiring our brain to be focused in gratitude becomes a wonderful opportunity for us to kind of, you know, get into the spiritual gym and lift the weights a little bit. Germaine Kent, I've quoted her before. She's an amazing broadcast journalist. She's a beauty queen winner. She is a philanthropist. And she says, it's a funny thing about life. Once you begin to take note of the things you are grateful for, you begin to lose sight of the things that you lack. And of course, we all know who Oprah Winfrey is. She says, gratitude can transform any situation. It alters your vibration, moving you from the negative energy to positive. It's the quickest, easiest, most powerful way to affect change in your life, friends. And so as we're moving into this time of celebrating Thanksgiving, of recognizing this wonderful holiday that the pilgrims started, having faced so many challenges and difficulties, and yet they came together to break bread, to have a meal, and to give thanks, we're invited to cultivate a practice of focusing more on a sense of gratitude with all the amazing effects that it has in our lives. So from brainbalancecenters.com, the article says, practicing gratitude and positive thinking on a daily basis can change your brain and your life. A negative mindset often leads to more negativity, but thinking more positively about a situation or circumstance leads to feelings of gratitude. Gratitude can then result in more creative thinking, increased mental productivity, and a wider attention span. Scientists conducted a study to measure the brain activity of people thinking and feeling gratitude. What they found was that gratitude causes synchronized activation in multiple brain regions and lights up parts of the brain's reward pathways and the hypothalamus. In short, gratitude can boost neurotransmitter serotonin and activate the brainstem to produce dopamine, which we know is about the pleasure centers that bring us a sense of upliftment and a sense of rightness and joy in our world. The more we think positive, grateful thoughts, the healthier and happier we feel. So friends, as we're exploring, as we move towards celebrating Thanksgiving in a sense of deepening our awareness of our gratitude practice, let us understand that that does not mean to push under the rug or away from us or under a rock somewhere or to pretend that circumstances in life aren't at times challenging. We recognize And it's important to embrace those elements of our humanness and not to push them aside or not to say, it's kind of like, you know, like a noisy little child and you say, well, you know, go play in your room. We don't want to do that. We want to embrace and appreciate and understand our humanness and the challenges that we go through. Yet what we want to do is to begin cultivating a sense of a gratitude for infinite spirit, for our connection, for the heart of our being that is present to help us navigate in all circumstances. Navigate in all circumstances with a sense of guidance, a sense of upliftment, a sense of healing love and presence. And so what's important is to begin practicing gratitude. Well, we hear gratitude all the time, don't we? I mean, especially in spiritual circles, gratitude this, gratitude that, and it kind of becomes this little byword, or, you know, and it just goes over our heads, does me. And then as we came close into, to this time of celebrating Thanksgiving, and it brings up then in me, in my own spiritual practice, what am I doing? Where am I at? And recognizing I too get really distracted with the heaviness sometimes of things in the outer world, circumstances with myself, with friends, with family, with my fears, with my concerns. And I recognize how important it is to do the spiritual workout, to do the practice of focusing more on gratitude, to shift in myself that dopamine, that influx of a positive energy that will help me through challenging times. Gratitude shifts our energetic fields, attracting and creating positive life experiences, friends. It shifts, gratitude shifts the whole energy of our being, and it attracts and it creates positive life experiences. Who's in on that? Who's in? There we go. Okay. Raise your hands. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a little motion there. Get us awake, and here we are. Yeah, friends. So I'm inviting us to be practitioners of gratitude in this next week, leading a little bit more, leading up to Thanksgiving Day, to begin creating some new neural network pathways. And because any new habit begins with the first few steps. In scripture from Colossians 2, 6 through 7, it says, as you therefore have received Jesus Christ, in other words, as you have recognized that higher light of goodness or presence within yourself, so walk in him, or walk in that consciousness, rooted and built up in that consciousness and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving, friends. So we can appreciate scripture that reminds us that as we have awakened to, as we have awakened to that Christ consciousness within us, that light that feels the presence that comes from a sense of gratitude when we connect to infinite spirit. It's a state of being in gratitude. As we allow that to flow through us, we are rooted in that and we are built up in it. And we have been taught to walk in that. So let us participate in that rewiring and in that process. Tamara Lechner, who is a visionary in the field of performance and well-being science, she's a part of the Chopra network that teaches primordial sound meditation. She's an instructor in that, and she says, an active practice of gratitude can increase neuron density. Who doesn't want neuron density? But what she's saying is it increases the neuron density that leads to greater emotional intelligence. as spiritual beings, friends, that's what we're practicing. That's what we're lifting those heavy weights of our spirituality to indeed increase so that we have a more natural response to gratitude. So it's a greater emotional intelligence. And it says in neuroscience research, Hebb's law says that neurons that fire together wire together. And she sort of abbreviated that, Sue Ellen, you might be aware of that, but in neuroscience, Hebb's law states that when there is a negative neuron firing, it attracts a negativity to it. If there is a positive neuron firing, it attracts a positive. What does that sound like? Charles Fillmore, other people who have stated about the law of attraction, like attracts like, friends. And these are spiritual truths that have been known that our science is proving more readily, but this is what we understand is that like attracts like, and that energetic vibration of those positive neurons attract more positivity. The more you practice, she goes on to say, the more you practice gratitude, the more you strengthen the brain's neural circuits for gratitude, making it easier to focus on feelings of gratitude. When you start to focus on the things you already have in your life that are good, your brain becomes better at discovering similar things. So it's part of our outer human brain, part of mine, just wants to go, oh man, not another gratitude thing. Oh yeah, right, the neuron and blah, 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 blah. Anybody else having that little bit of a mind chatter? Yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah. And so our brain doesn't like to shift and change. It's very stuck in its patterns. And this is where we get to give that a gentle or perhaps not so gentle a nudge to say, my choice is to begin doing the exercises because I choose it, not because I have to and not because blah, 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 you know, the mind, but because I'm beginning to see what it feels like in my life when I spend just a few more minutes focused on gratitude. And creating that different energetic field that then attracts even more gratitude and positive things into my life. So this is a wonderful week to begin practicing at a greater level this wonderful experience of noticing the things in our life that we are grateful for, that we appreciate. Dr. Melanie Greenberg, she's a clinical and a health psychologist. She's a guest speaker and an executive coach. And she says, experiencing and expressing gratitude is an important part of any spiritual practice. It opens the heart and activates positive emotion centers in the brain. Regular practice of gratitude can change the way our brain neurons fire into more positive automatic patterns. So friends, I am going to invite us, as those of you who are here in the room, and I'll have Susan post this on our website, so those of you watching via our live stream service can download this particular sheet that is called Thanks Living Focused on Gratitude. I'm inviting you to fold it up, take it home, put it in your pocket, but have it somewhere so that each day from now until Thanksgiving, you can focus on one or two things that day. And I gave us even suggestions because I go, oh, I don't know what I want to focus on in my gratitude today, and do I have to do this again? And, you know, that's the brain part that does this. So tonight or sometime today, I want you to be aware of today I express gratitude for nature. Right now, you know, and I look outside and I see those beautiful red and golden leaves, and my heart sings with that. Or I sing all the little birds at my bird feeder, or I pet my cats. Just write down one or two things And then the next one is, today I express gratitude for family and friends. It can be your natural family. It can be your chosen family. It can be the friends that you have and the relationships. There's prosperity and abundance. Then having your needs met. Strength and courage. Spiritual connection. God, divine presence. These are each different days. Loving relationships. Inner wisdom. Technology. I express gratitude for technology. Health and wellness, guidance. And then there's November 23rd, which is celebrating Thanksgiving. And that's your choice. What do you want to be thankful for on that day? And or any of these other days, cross out what I have on there and put in what you want to be focused on. But yet make a commitment to self. It's so easy to go, oh yeah, not another thing to do. I get it. I do that a lot. Oh man. So this is going to be a challenge for me also. And it's not about doing it perfectly. You may miss a day or several days. You may only do one day. You may do all of them. But let this be something that calls to your heart to be engaged in a way of a greater awareness that focuses on the wonders that are present in our lives that we often overlook. And as we begin to lift those barbells, those strengthen those spiritual muscles, we will begin to see, and science has proven that over time in all the many different gratitude practices out there, people who like write a journal for even just a week, that even 2 or 3 months later when they hook up their brains and take a little look at the neurons that are firing, they are still firing more positively than they did before a week's worth of journaling. Write a letter to someone that you want to say thank you to. Are there any other practices any of you have? If those of you at home, if you want to post something, Susan, you can let me know. What kinds of things do you do by way of experiencing your sense of gratitude? Yes, Sue Ellen.
How many are down there? How beautiful they are. They're beautiful on the ground. They're beautiful on the trees. The sky is beautiful. So I'm working to change that the whole around. It does work.
Thank you. You don't have to write it. I am not a fan of writing journals. A lot of people love that. Somebody says to me, write a journal, and I'm just like, I'm out of here. You know, that's not my thing. And it's okay if it's not your thing, but there is something that is your thing. You know, and so you talk about the leaves, and yesterday when I was out exercising, I walk around and down this one little area in a cul-de-sac, and there's a lot of little kids with their little bicycles that are out there playing, and there's a whole bunch of leaves. And so I'm looking down at the end as I'm doing my exercise, I'm walking down that way, and they're all sort of gathered around, and they're like doing this, and I'm like, what are they doing? They were pushing up all the leaves into a pile. Yeah, Martha's nodding her head, so you know what they were going to do. They rode their bike into it and then fell off the bike or jumped into it or whatever. You know, and so is anybody else? Anybody else of a gratitude practice? Yeah.
So Teresa Anderson says, art is my thing.
Art, absolutely. She does beautiful, she does scarves and does all kinds of wonderful things. What about sitting, this is mine. I sit with my little Jaxie cat and with now my little Lily Bella. And they come and they just snuggle on me. Oh my gosh. Gratitude just pours out of me and through me. And it's like to remember that then through the day. When something slaps me upside the head, you know, and I'm not exactly happy with the person who cut in front of me or person in the grocery store who has 30 things and got in the lane of 10, you know. Those little things that bother us or, you know, more significant things also. Anybody else? What else do you find where you experience a sense of gratitude? Yeah, Susan.
So Teresa also says, I am grateful for my new dog, Rocky.
Oh, Teresa. Oh, how I'm so glad you have a new precious little fur baby. Yeah, congratulations on that. But see, I find it interesting because when I pose this question, and I pose it to myself also, I had time to prepare and think about it. But, you know, when I first started thinking about it, I was like, what am I grateful for? Blank. But notice, there's a part of you that went, I don't know, what do I do? How do I go about being grateful? The truth is, friends, there are a lot of ways that you are grateful and you don't even recognize it. Begin opening yourself to notice the ways and the things you're grateful for, and to just begin to feel what it feels like when you kind of let it build within you. Susan, yes.
So I got a bunch in here. Vicki Thompson says, watching the hummingbirds in my yard.
Yes.
Shelley Jenkins says, being on the ocean in November and being healthy.
Wait. Was that Shelley Jenkins?
Shelley Jenkins.
Shelley, hi. She's up in California. She used to be at my church in Torrance, California. Okay. Hi,
and
Shelley.
Then, oh, sorry. Colleen says, I try to practice feeling gratitude in my body during my daily walks, exploring and sitting with where I feel it and what it feels like. And then Teresa also says her new dog, Rocky, is MA's nephew, and he is 16 weeks tomorrow. Shelley Jenkins says, my beautiful home, my kitties. And she says, yes, hi. And she loves you.
Mutual. Yeah, well, and for Colleen, you know, with her new baby, now there's got to be times of no sleep and times when the baby's crying, and, you know, that sense of gratitude isn't, like, right in front of your thinking. And yet you know that for both her and Christian, her husband, the father, as they look in that baby's face, oh, my gosh. Or as you look in, if you have grandchildren or you have fur babies, or you watch the birds. I have bird feeders. I love to watch them. My sister loves the hummingbirds. It's like begin recognizing and begin sort of magnifying that. Begin focusing on it a little bit more and see if you can write on at least a couple of days, if not all of them. Take the sheet home and work with it. And let it be a part of shifting a consciousness where in this world there is so much coming up that at times seems very negative. And it is about our willingness to hold on to that, I mean to recognize, not to hold on to it, but to recognize it's there, and then to choicefully embrace also a sense of gratitude. What else, Susan?
We have another Californian here. Greg Stanton says, the cooler weather here in Altadena, California. And then...
Hi, Greg. It's good to see you.
Colleen said, responding to you, yes, so true, Reverend Sandy. I will also say, since baby came, I have never been so grateful for every minute of sleep I am able to get.
There we go. That's a good thing to be grateful for. Yes. Oh. So as we just breathe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has never been angry, ever. He wakes up happy, he goes to bed happy. It's just unbelievable. And I just say, how does he do that? Well, maybe it's because he's married to me. But
there we go.
Our dog is crazy about him. So, you know, he's got a spiritual side that's unbelievable. Although he doesn't come to church with me, he's still in his own church with God. And yes. It's just...
It missed. So Jen. Oh wait.
That's exactly right.
So for those of you maybe at home who could not hear what Joanne was saying, she was saying how much she appreciates her husband, who has this amazing attitude of just happiness, of joy, that he wakes up happy and joyful, and he goes to sleep joyful, and how dearly she appreciates that. And so Ellen was saying that's an Aquarian trait. Oh, okay. Well, my sister's an Aquarian too, so yep. She's a precious one. So One last thing I would like us to take a moment to have a sense of gratitude around is that yesterday was Veterans Day. And to appreciate all of our veterans and all of our first responders in all the ways that they show up. Jeff Miller says, "The willingness of America's veterans to sacrifice for our country has earned them our lasting gratitude." So Jeff Miller is an American politician. He was a U.S. representative to Florida's 1st Congressional District. On this weekend of celebrating Veterans Day, do we have any veterans who are here in the room? John, Cecilia, I know Melanie Miller isn't here. A relative Dale is, Bill, who is at home, is a veteran. And I'm sure we all know. And Emil, thank you, Emil. And if any of you post anybody's name on the live stream of someone that you just want to honor and say thank you to. Sherry, thank you. And oh, Susan, go ahead.
Tom Anderson, Teresa's late husband.
Oh, Tom, yeah.
And then
Tom.
Suzanne also posted Emil.
Okay, thank you, yeah. Yes, Mary. Bones and Chick. And my dad, I'm grateful to my dad, who's not on this planet, but I know he can hear me. Yeah. And for all of us, for the many, many ways in which our veterans were present for us in their desire to serve this country and its freedoms. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts to all of you. So in closing, I will end with a quote from abundanceandhappiness.com. "Consistently expressing sincere and heartfelt gratitude for what you already have is the underlying and often overlooked force which opens doors to immeasurable abundance and happiness." Friends, let's breathe into this time where we can focus on thanksgiving by practicing gratitude on a daily basis to whatever degree we do. That extra little moment of being conscious and aware, giving thanks, feeling the beingness of gratitude flow through us, and sharing that out into our world. So that concludes the talk for today. Thanks to everyone who's joined. That was so exciting to see dear friends Greg and Shelley and so many other people on the live stream. Hi and blessings to you.